Draw Me a Picture by Meredith Green. An audioboo from Chapter 1. The passing faces never failed to interest Michelle Gregory. Each day a continuous crowd of people walked by her corner, a veritable lava flow of human beings. Most of them saw nothing but the quickest way to wherever it was they were going. Some of the faces wore anger, others appeared worried. The majority, however, held a fixed expression of intense concentration. For ever since her move to the Big Apple, Michelle learned quickly that New Yorkers seldom smile, being completely immersed in their various occupations. At first she wondered naively if the amount of stress they embraced so willingly was worth the angst and apparent insomnia. 3 years later, she was convinced the populace not only thrived on stress, but prided themselves in being able to do so. Sitting quietly on her sidewalk mat, Michelle shivered. At one time her coat had been thick and warm, though lately it sported patches on the back and shoulders. The biting fall air spoke strongly of its intention to surrender wholly to winter. As intimidating the thought of freezing rain, icy winds, and deep drifts of snow, Michelle knew she was one of the lucky ones. She was not truly homeless. Selling her drawings on the busy Manhattan corner enabled her enough money to purchase food and the necessary hygienic supplies. 2 years had come and gone since she was fired and blacklisted by the prominent Johnson & Black accounting firm. Despite visiting the unemployment office frequently, no other firm would hire the overly moral CPA from Denver. Her ethical issues, as her previous supervisor had put it, interfered with the firm's normal routine of pulling legal strings, which allowed certain large clients to get away with hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes they rightfully owed. Michelle's refusal to go along with such tactics had cost her everything, her income, her dignity, and even her beloved loft, a place she'd come to call home. "And here I sit," Michelle thought grimly. Memories of her short financial career were still unwelcome. Drawing was the only other marketable talent she possessed, and yet she found herself overly qualified for every menial job she applied for. A glut of dishwashers, actors, models, and waitresses vied with each other fervently for the few jobs available. However, the walking business folk did not object to purchasing Michelle's $5 portraits, her landmark sketches and caricatures, to the extent she was able to partially support herself. Every day the Stanford grad hid away her pride and trekked the 11 blocks from her hotel to sit, sketch, and sell her pictures. The most popular items among the locals were funny caricatures of Mayor Bloomberg and other political figures. The tourists favored her renderings of the Brooklyn Bridge, the Empire State Building. Each sale added to the small pile of folded bills kept in her shoebox in her hotel room. Coming back home with just $20 was a good day.